What's the halacha if a person buys a sefer, and when looking at the sefer, he realizes that a bunch of pages are missing? A bunch of pages are missing, however, this particular individual didn't get around to returning it right away. He used it for a number of days before deciding that he's going to go to the store and return it. And the question is, he claims it's a mekach tos. It's missing a bunch of pages. And even if the store doesn't have a official return policy, this sefer is deficient, and therefore I could return it. And despite the fact that I used it in the interim, all I was doing is using your sefer. It's a mekach tos. It doesn't belong to me, but I was using it even though it wasn't mine. The store claims that no, if you agree that you used it for a number of days after discovering the error, you have obviously demonstrated that you are not interested in claiming mekach tos, you are moichel, and therefore you have no longer any right to claim mekach tos. So this is the question. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Lamed Beis, if Gimel, brings from the Rambam, who derives a very important halacha in Hilchas Mekach Tos from the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubos Daf Ayin Hey. The sugi over there is talking about a man who marries a woman and subsequently discovers that she has a mum. She has a particular mum, she has a blemish. And it's the type of blemish that we assume the man is not interested in marrying her with. The question is, over there it's mavur that in certain scenarios we assume that the man is moichel and he nevertheless decides to marry her in spite of the fact that there's a mum there. And over there we say that if he was boil her, if they had bia together as a married couple, he no longer has the right, says the Rambam, to claim mekach tos. Because we assume that during their moments of intimacy, he had the opportunity to ascertain whether or not they're a mumen. And if they had bia, he obviously saw the mumen and nevertheless was moichel, because he wouldn't have been having bia, because if it were to be a mekach tos, then they wouldn't be married, and it would be also for them to have bia. And from the fact that he had bia nonetheless, we assume that he was moichel on the mum, and he could no longer claim mekach tos. He would have to give her a ksuba if he wants to divorce her. As they state. Now there's a machlekes between the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. Different Noisei Kelim discuss whether you need two conditions for the man to have been moichel, to have assumed to be moichel. Either, number one, there was a bia plus there were a certain amount of time that he waited before claiming mekach tos, or you need only one. L'maisa, the Kesef Mishnah says that all you need is one. That if he was boil, even if he didn't wait a certain amount of time after having the bia before claiming mekach tos, nevertheless, if you were boil this woman, you obviously were moichel in the mum, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to have bia with her. And you obviously discover the mum if you had bia, because during moments of intimacy, you discover mum that might be present. Memela, we assume that you discovered it, you were moichel, and you would have to give her a ksuba if, in fact, you divorce her. Says the Rambam, says the Shulchan Aruch, from here you see a yisoid in Hilchos Mekach Tos, and that is that if a person discovers a mum in the Mekach, and this is the type of mum that renders the entire Mekach to be null and void. It's something that completely is essential to the purchase, and therefore by having this mum, you could claim Mekach Tos. Nevertheless, if you go ahead and use the item in the interim, you use it after discovering the mum, you can no longer claim mekach tos, because al karchach, we see you are moichel, and if you are moichel, you will have lost your claim of mekach tos. Isaiah state in Rambam. Now the truth is that it's mevur from this Rambam, and Isaiah zogt, the Machin Ephraim and other achorin, that if, let's say, you discover the mum, and you wait a few days, but you haven't used it in the interim, that wouldn't be a mechila. And then you could still claim mekach tos, even if it was a significant period of time that you waited until claiming mekach tos. Nevertheless, if you used it, that demonstrates a mechila. However, the Machin Ephraim does bring down a radvaz, where the radvaz says that no, even by merely waiting a significant period of time, that itself demonstrates mechila, and even if you haven't used it in the interim, that indeed would be a mechila. However, says the Machin Ephraim, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like this Radvaz, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that only if you actually use it after discovering the mum do we say that it was a mechila, and that you therefore have lost your claim of nekach tovus. Azoy zogt the Rambam, and azoy zogt the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Lamed Beis. Now, there are several scenarios that are totally in a machlekes hapoiskim. One of them is whether or not a person could claim nekach tovus if he used the item, but before using it, he was moidia the moicher that there was a mum. Let's say he notified the moicher of the mum. Does that mean that his subsequent usage of the chayfetz is not considered a mechila? Because he was moidia the moicher of the issue, that there was a mekach tos issue prior to the usage? Or do we say that no, even if he was moidia the moicher of the mekach tos incident, nevertheless, once you use the chayfetz subsequent to the discovery, that is rendered a mechila, and you have foregone your right to claim mekach tos. But akoponim, this is a machlekes. According to many achroinim, if you are moidia the moicher about the mekach tos issue, then you can claim mekach tos even if you subsequently use it. But this is lemaisa machlekes. And the question is, now, when it comes to our sefer, what should be the halacha? A person discovers that there's a mekach tos issue with the sefer. We're not talking about any return policy issues. They didn't have, let's say, a return policy, but there was a significant mekach tos issue because the sefer is missing a significant number of pages. And therefore, the question is, now that I have subsequently used the sefer for a few days, do we say that that's automatically a mechila, or do we say that you could still claim mekach tos? Now, pashas, we should assume that you could claim mekach tos, and that you have lost your claim of mekach tos, because since you used the chayfetz in the interim, you, lemaisa, learned from the sefer for the days prior to returning it to the store, memela, you have demonstrated that you're moichel, and therefore, you cannot claim mekach tos. That should be the pashas. However, there's an interesting chiddush that some of the place can bring down, and this is based on a svar that actually is brought down in Orach HaShulchan in Hilchas Tzitzis. And it's a very interesting svar. The Gemara says in B'Metzia Daf Chavtes that if a person, let's say, borrows a sefer, he's not allowed to have someone else borrow it who didn't get permission. And it's a Shailov Shail Shlemidas. If you don't have a right, explicit permission from the owner to use his item, you're not allowed to use it. Shail Shlemidas, we paskin is gazin. What if it's a Sefer Torah? Or a Sefer? So the Gemara over there says, there's a chiddush that it should be osir, because there's a havmin to say that it should be mutter. Why? Because there's a klal called Nichalei le'inish le'yavid mitzvah b'mu'ayneh. There's a svara on umdina that people don't mind other people using their objects for the performance of a mitzvah. People want their items to be used by other people for a mitzvah, and therefore, when we're talking about a sefer Torah or a sefer, there's a svara to say that you're allowed to use it without permission, because the owner, mistama, doesn't mind, because you're going to do a mitzvah with it. Says the Gemara Kamash Malan that nevertheless, it's also, you need explicit permission when it comes to a sefer Torah or a sefer. Now, what's the pshat? So, zogten muki yosef, zogten the rishonim, that Be'etzem, we do employ, even Lamaisa, this Svar of Nichle Le'inish Le'avin Mitzvah Mayim. And that's why the Gemara in Psochim, in the beginning of the Perek, employs this Svar when it comes to B'dikas Chametz, that you assume that a person doesn't mind you using his money for B'dikas Chametz, because we do say Nichle Le'inish Le'avin Mitzvah Mayim, even Halach Lamaisa. So why don't we say it by a Sefer Torah, by a Sefer? Because, say the Rishonim, a sefer Torah and a sefer get ruined very easily. When an item gets ruined very easily, it gets ripped, it gets torn. Over there, we don't say the svara of nichalei le'inish le'avid mitzvah moina. You can't use someone else's sefer Torah without permission, even if it's a mitzvah. L'maisa, the person doesn't want it to get ruined. He's going to lose his ability to learn from it. Therefore, you need his explicit rishos. However, zoks the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to, let's say, a talis, if you forgot your talis at home, you come to shul and someone else has his talis sitting there and he's not going to be using it. He already davened an earlier minyan. He's not around to ask rishus. You're allowed to use it even without permission. Why? I shoyel shlemidas gazlanho. By using something without permission, you're usually considered a gazlan. The answer is, nich leila inish leila the mitzvah moina. It's a svar, it's an umdina that he would want you to borrow it even without permission for you to be behind the mitzvah. However, says the Ramah, Urchaim Simin Yudal Tzeif Dalet in Chassidus. When it comes to a sefer, we don't employ this svar because svarim are very easily ruined, and the guy doesn't want to lose his ability to learn from his sefer. Therefore, you need explicit rishos. Shema yikra, it might get ripped, it might get ruined. And when there's a particular concern that the item will get ruined, we don't say nichle leinish to leaven mitzvah m'maynui. So as I zakti gemara. However, even though that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Ramah, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens lamaisa, that when it comes to, let's say, a talis or some other mitzvah object, we say nichle leinish to leaven mitzvah m'maynui, even without explicit rishos from the Bailam, you're allowed to use it if it's for the performance of a mitzvah. Nevertheless, when it comes to a sefer or a sefer Torah, we say Shema Yikra, it might get ruined, and you need explicit rishus. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah assumes the Maisa. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Halach LaMaisa, it's Pumfaket. Halach LaMaisa says the Aruch HaShulchan, Svarim today are very cheap, and they don't get ruined so easily, and if it gets ruined, you could just buy another one, it's not a big deal. And Fakert, the Umdana today is Fakert, that people don't mind you using their Svarim, they don't mind if you were to borrow their sefer without permission, unless you know specifically that they do mind, but normally the stamus is that they don't mind. And when it comes to talis fakert, you get sweaty, people are more fastidious these days, they're more meticulous, they're more of an istinus these days, and therefore, today, when it comes to talis lav dafka, you have this stamo, lav dafka, you have this umdino, that the person would be happy for you to use his talis even without his permission. Now, based on this Aruch HaShulchan, that when it comes to Svarim, you're allowed to use it today, because Nichle Le'inish Lev and Mitzvoinoi, perhaps there could be a Svar to say that even though normally, by Mekach Tos, we say that when you use the item, you are Megaladas, that you're Moichel, and you can no longer claim Mekach Tos, perhaps in our case, it shouldn't be any Raya that you are Moichel, but because perhaps really you intended the entire time to say Mekach Tos. It's missing a significant amount of pages, and therefore, L'chayr, you could claim Mekach Tos. Ah, you used it, and that demonstrated that you were moichel. The answer is that no. Perhaps you employed the svar of nichle le'inish le'ev mitzvah m'maynoi. I'm taka going to claim mechachos. It doesn't belong to me, the sefer. So what is my right to use it? It's because even though it belongs to him, I'm using it as nichle le'inish le'ev mitzvah m'maynoi. He doesn't mind. And I'm going like the Aruch HaShulchan that says that today we do employ that svar because svarim don't get easily ruined and there are many cheap svarim available. M'mela, you would say the svar, and therefore there's no raya from my usage of your sefer that in fact I was moichel and I'm forgoing my claim of mekach tos.